Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Maine Church will now seek immediate relief at the Court of Appeals. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Holly, this is one of our many cases at Liberty Counsel regarding churches challenging these unconstitutional restrictions imposed by governors. Now, up until recently, Maine was the most restrictive in the entire nation. On May 24, Maine Governor Janet Mills removed the restrictions
finally
on churches.
Finally removed.
Yeah. And, you know, this particular church that we represent, Calvary Chapel of Bangor in Maine,
church.
It's an amazing church. And, in fact, it had been illegal to meet for every single service from March when the first restriction came into existence. Now, the only reason why the pastor didn't get arrested is because of a local law enforcement officer who was the head of the law enforcement there and had visited the church, knew the church, understood the great work that it did, and said, you know, I'm not going to enforce these unconstitutional orders.
Bless him.
But had he been in a place where there was a different law enforcement officer who was just moving in lockstep with Governor Janet Mills, like, for example, in Chicago or in different places around the country, California, even the one in Florida that arrested the first pastor in the world that we represented, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, he would have really been hassled. But literally every time that he met from March until May, March 2020 until May 24, 2021, it was illegal.
And this is in America.
And originally it was no worship, whereas everyone else, a lot of other people, a lot of other entities, abortion clinics, liquor stores, you name it, they were allowed to meet. No restrictions.
Anything that makes money for the governor.
Yeah, and then no more than 10 people. And it was when it was no more than, when there was a total ban and then it switched over to 10 people was about the time we filed a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And right after we filed, they switched it over to 10 people.
And then she increased it to 50, I think. How generous of her.
50. But see, we have this church that's quite amazing. Mm-hmm. And this is really against the template of what these governors think churches are. They, first of all, they really don't think that they're essential. Secondly, they have a misunderstanding as to what churches do. They think it's just people walking into a building, seeing somebody up at the stage speaking, and that can easily be transferred to cell phone or some other kind of smart tablet, and you can watch this at home and it's no big deal. But this church really shows the breadth of what churches are, and it's much more than that. And obviously, you can't relegate it to an online podcast. And this particular pastor, Ken Graves, isn't a great pastor, by the way. He sounds like somebody from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
He's got
this
voiceovers.
Great, booming voice. Mm-hmm. I love his voice.
You could just read the dictionary and be compelled.
Yeah, you would just love to. Exactly. Just, yeah, Ken, just read the dictionary because you got such an amazing voice. But he's such an amazing pastor.
Right.
So when he's young, he's raised in a family where his dad's an alcoholic. And his dad ultimately leaves the family poor. And he's in a very poor place of Maine. So he grows up poor with a broken family because of his dad's drinking problem. Then when he's age 15, he reads Wilkerson's book, The Cross and the Switchblade. And he realizes there's a calling on his life where he can ultimately help these people. So he seeks out a Teen Challenge, which is a ministry for people going through substance abuse. And he seeks that ministry out. At age 15, he drops out of school, high school. He convinces them to bring him under their wing. They do. And he learns through mentorship. He finishes his high school. And then in his early 20s, he starts a church in the home that grows. And that becomes Calvary Chapel of Bangor. And so it has an amazing array of ministries. It's a solidly biblically based church. But it also has the Calvary Residential Discipleship Program, CRD for short.
Mm-hmm. That's 24 men and 24 women that live on site in these their own separate homes they have there, and they are recovering from drugs or alcohol or some other life-controlling issues, and they're getting regular Bible study, devotions. They must attend church as part of the program, but it's a Christ-centered alternative to your typical secular programs within the drug and alcohol community. So this is really helping the state, giving these people life-changing experience so they will no longer be addicted to these substances, but also be free in Christ.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a year-long program, mm-hmm. so they're staying in these residential homes on the church property.
Right.
And then they come to the church, which is just, you know, right across the yard, for their Bible studies, their praise and worship, their mentoring. And in a full year, when they start and then when they finish, they will have gone through the study of the entire Bible.
Right, and they also have a work program there, too, so they're working their way as well.
And then, and so the first 6 months, it's highly regulated. Mm-hmm. The second 6 months, they have more freedom, and it literally is Christ-centered. So what happens is when Maine issued these orders, these substance abuse programs were considered essential. So that's fine. That could continue on. But then she said at the same time, but you can't worship. Well, he had to make a decision, Pastor Ken Graves. He can't cut Christ out of the heart of the ministry. That's what makes it successful.
And the worship service, yeah.
So he's presented with this thing that, okay, you can give them secular, non-religious, non-worship, non-Bible study kind of information for substance abuse, but you can't bring Christ and worship into it. And, you know, at that point in time, he said, you know, I can't do that. I cannot cut Christ out of the heart of this ministry. That's what makes it successful. So they continued to meet. But what he said was the rest of the group that are not in the program, because no one knew at the time, all kinds of lots of information, much of it false, was being circulated. And so he said, you all, you stay home and you watch online. So the residential discipleship members would come to the church. It would be simulcast online.
And that was 48 people in the worship service.
With the pastoral staff.
Right.
So they were over 50 all
right.
the time. And then the other church members, the family, would see them on the video. So they didn't just see somebody up on a stage. They saw their friends and their family, their family that they love.
But they're sitting there at home watching it online. What's
so
wrong with
this
picture?
Call the pastor. And his affidavit that we filed in this case is very compelling. They mm-hmm. call the pastor and they said, Pastor, I miss church. If I come to church, will the doors be locked?
Oh.
And that just went right to the heart of the pastor. He said, no, we're not going to have the doors locked. You come anytime you want to. And in his affidavit, he said, as a pastor, it would be a sin for him to shut the doors of the church to people who wanted to come and worship. Mm. And it's a great way of putting it, that it would
Beautiful.
Be disobedience to God to
right.
do that.
And he's so right. He's right. God comes before government.
And they began coming. And yes, it does. And, you know, the church is not under Caesar. It's
and
under
government
God.
Is there to protect the church's right, not take them away.
So Liberty Counsel, we filed a federal lawsuit. We have been litigating this for months and months, and we are now seeking immediate relief. The judge in the case, who really has been a real problem in the lower court, doesn't want to follow the Supreme Court precedent. There's 10 cases out of the Supreme Court now. Five of them are opinions. Some of those involve our cases where we've won at the Supreme Court. So it's very clear. Government can't do this. This is unconstitutional. Maine's restrictions are unconstitutional.
And just because she's dropped them at the end of May doesn't mean she can bring them back at any time.
Yeah, because
so
in fact she has
ruling.
The ability to bring them back at any time.
That's why we're sitting at the steps of the Supreme Court asking the Supreme Court to take this case as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so what happened is we have this at two different levels, Supreme Court and lower court, and mm-hmm. then the lower court now has said, oh, well, it's moot. Go away. Nice knowing you.
No.
It's
we
not.
We need a judicial decision.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to allow this door to stay open.
Just like in California, we need a permanent injunction statewide here in Maine as well.
Well, in fact, in the California case, we got the permanent injunction after the governor lifted all the restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor lifted all the restrictions because of our litigation. And we still have the permanent injunction and the $1.3 million that California has to pay for compensation for attorney's fees and costs. Now, we represent our clients at no cost, but when the governments ultimately restrict their freedom, violate the Constitution, and we win, the government has to pay. So continue to keep this case in your prayers. It's the Calvary Chapel Bangor case out of Maine. We are now moving to the Court of Appeals for an emergency injunction pending appeal, and we may then take that back to the Supreme Court as well. For more information, go to lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.